Just like to mention one thing, Tosfos says on that Lamed Beis Vashayne Belei Zimra, Shehoyu Regilim Lishnayis HaMishnayis BeZimra, they used to learn Mishnayis with the Zemel, with the Nigin, Visha Yishayim Oisam Alpeh, because they learned the Mishnayis Alpeh, Vayidei Kacha Yuniskorim Yoseh, so if you sing it with a Nigin, you should remember it better. I just was in this era, the Rash in Mesechtes Pore Perik Dalet Mishnah Aleph brings down a Tesefta. Tesefta says, Rabbi Kiva Omer Zamer Betedira Zamer. You should constantly be singing. So the Rash says over there, Derech Baleis Mirais Shechoizren Al Miraisayim. Those who sing, they always chaza over, shlo yishtakhu mehem, in order they shouldn't forget the niggit. Kach yesh la'odam lachzer al mishnosai. So therefore a person should chaza on the mishnayis keseda. V'nokat zamer, miloshin zmire. So if Rabbi Kiva meant to say that you should chaza the mishnayis, so why does he say zamer? So he says, because the pasuk says, Zmire, so yelichu kecha, that Teire is called Zmire. So I just thought, according to our Tosfos, could be he said Zamer, because they used to learn Mishnah, Yisaki, B'derech Zimra. So Memele, he said Zamer, B'tadira, Zamer. Could be that was Pshat in Rabbi Kiva. Omar, Rabbi Panach, Omar, Rabbi Yechanin, Kalaiche, Sefer Teire, Orem, Mikpa, Orem. A person holds a Sefer Torah Orum, that means there's nothing between his hands and the cloth, Nikbar Orum. So when he'll be buried Orum, naked without Tachichim. So the Gemara says, Orum Sal Kedaito, but really means it's such a punishment he'll get. Ela Eima Nikbar Orum B'loi Mitzvah, but he'll be buried Orum, without, naked, without any mitzvahs. He won't go to the cave with any schusa. So the Gemara says, "Beloy mitzvahs al kedaitach," because he held the Sefer Torah without the Dover Mavsik Beinoi, so he'll be nikba orum without any mitzvahs. Ela Omar Rabbaye nikba orum beloy oisa mitzvah. He'll be buried orum naked without that mitzvah. We'll see in places exactly what this means. What does Rashi say? Orum b'leim mit pachas saviv sefer Torah. He holds the sefer Torah without a mantle or without any type of a covering. What does Tosfos say? B'leim oisa mitzvah. Yash mefarshim adol say mitzvah sachize. The mitzvah of holding the sefer Torah he won't have because he didn't hold it properly. Because ma'ire busus, what's the chiddush? He didn't do the mitzvah properly, so he won't have any schar. If it's an achize be'issa. Lekach pirish riva b'loi oisa mitzvah sha'osa ba'oisa shah. The mitzvah he did at that time, while he was holding it improperly, so he'll lose that mitzvah. She'im, och ha'sefer Torah or. He was holding the Sefer Torah, the Korabai. That means he's learning the Sefer Torah, and he's holding it. Ein lo ischar min akriya. He won't have schar from the learning. V'chein ochsoi ligololoi. Or let's say he's holding the Sefer Torah, he wants to make glila, which is a mitzvah. Oy lahagia, or he wants to be magia the Sefer Torah. He wants to see where their mistakes are. He has to write something in the Sefer Torah, so then the Yichah permitted to touch the Sefer Torah. Lagiyah Mishlamah means he's holding it to look, to see if there's any mistakes. So that mitzvah, he loses. Avol ochzoi b'mat pachas, but if he holds the Sefer Torah properly, with a mantle, oizech yomin b'mina b'smeila oisha v'chobit. It's a very interesting rayon from Rabbaran Zechayne Lovroche. Rav Aaron is Ma'ira, Tosfos, he says, we have to understand Tosfos saying, Ma'ira de Kechidish. This person did two things. He was learning. He was sitting an hour and learning with Hasmada Rabbah. He was learning from a Sefer Torah. he held the Torah not properly. He should have put on gloves. He held the Torah not properly. So what does Taisva say? So he says, so for that hour of learning, he was Mechadish Kedusha Torah, he lost that mitzvah completely. So Rabbanan asks, the two different things. Why do you mix up both things? He was holding it not properly. So good. Well, that will make a din on that. But why did he lose this hour's learning? That's Rav Aaron's kasha. So Rav Aaron answers, Kiven the loinoak kovad b'teire ba'isa isha, since he did not give the proper kovad to teire, nidgam halimut kol kach at shebotla ha-mitzvah legamri. That means learning teire and without giving the correct respect, I mean, we don't even see the Gemal de Ka'avla, so he's touching the cloud. The person holds a Megillah, he touches the Megillah also. So, Megillah is different. Others were machma by Megillah also, by Kisvei HaKadosh. Well, Allah, we could be Mekel. But Chazal saw it, that the Prisis HaKovid is so great, that Nivkam HaLimut Kolkak at Shabbat LaMitzvah LaGamri. Learning Torah without a true respect for Torah, so the whole learning is bottled. That's what we see from our Tosfos. The heder ha-yachas ha-roi le-Torah, the yachas that a person should have to Torah, the covered one should have to Torah, and if he's missing that, so there's no mitzvah whatsoever. Zog the Gemara weiter, Amar Rabbiani berei de Rabbiani sovo mishmei de Rabbiani rabbe mutiv tigolel hamitpachas ba'al yigolel sefer Torah. In the Ran explains this halacha as follows. You have to cover, they used to cover the sefer Torah, they used to wrap around or wrapping around the sefer Torah. So you can do it two ways. You can hold the sefer Torah and then wrap around the wrapping. Or you could do, someone can hold the wrapping and you'll wickle around the Sefer Torah in the wrapping by twisting the Sefer Torah so the wrapping will become wrapped around it. That's not a covered for the Sefer Torah. Mutiv tigolel hamit pachas ba'al yigolel Sefer Torah. You should wrap around the wrapping, the mantle on the Sefer Torah, not you should wrap around the Sefer Torah into the wrapping. The Chassam Sofer says a very interesting pshat on this Gemara. Chassam Sofer says that there are four chalakim in Torah. It's pshat, remez, drush, and soif. He says the first three chalakim, these are called the levushim of Torah. That means this is not the Torah ba'atz musa. This is levushim. These are levushim of the Torah. This is the mitpachas of the Torah. Pshat, remes, and drush. The amitiyus of Torah, that's the soidus of Torah. Now I thought a interesting raya to the Chassam Sofer, the Goyin says in Mishlei, when he speaks about the Dalit Chelkei HaTorah, so he says in Mishlei, the Pasuk speaks about Rino, Koil, Kriya and Amila. These are four Lashonis that the Pasuk speaks about when speaking about Torah. So the Goyim explains, Rina is the Pshat of Torah. Rina is one does not even hear the coil. He hears an echo. He can't hear words. He hears an echo of a coil. That is Pshat of Torah. Koil is already one hears the koil, but he can't hear words. That is the drush of Torah. The remez of Torah is called kriya. Kriya is, that means one can call the other, you can hear words already, but you can't have a conversation. It's one on one side of the block, the other on the other side, so you can call it, but you can't have a conversation. Amira, Amoreo, Soima, that's called the Seidus HaTorah. So, the Chassam Sofer says, the inyan of hafeichbo, vahafeichbo, the kulabo, that means one is able to figure out pshat, figure out rash, figure out the Muslim, that is in the levushim of Torah. But when it comes to the Seydus HaTorah is not figured out by one Seichel. That is Nimsal already. That is Nisgalet to him. So the Chasam Sofer says in the Lashon and Mishle is Amoreh HaSoima, she'll tell over all the Seydus. You just have to be a base kibble. So the Chasam Sofer says, Mutiv Tigolel HaMitpachas, the Levushim of the Torah, which included, and this is Pshat, Remes, and Drush, this is Tigolel, this you could be Goylo, you could be Mahapa, you could ask Kashis, you can say Terutzim. Now Yigolo, Sefer Torah, this goes on the side of the Torah. The Yedaber, Moshe, Moedei, Hashem, Abnei Yisrael, Mitzvoson, Shekoinim, Oison, Kalechad, Ve'echad, Bizmano, that by each Moed, to lane the inyonim of that yom. Tana rabbonim, Moshe tikelam li Yisrael shi yishoylim the dershin binyoni shel yom hilches pesach be pesach hilches atzeres atzeres hilches chag bechag. Zot Rashi, aigus sefer Torah b'seich hamapachas vidabo Moshe's meyadem v'shemo b'nei Yisrael Moshe tikum am Yisrael shi yishoylim the dershin binyoni shel yom hilches pesach be pesach hilches atzeres atzeres. Lama hutzrach lichtoiv kan ve yedaber Moshe ve chikol ha-mitzvus kulo lo yamoron Moshe li Yisrael na ve yedaber Moshe z'mayad Hashem ha-bnei Yisrael. It's very interesting this pasuk. That means after the parsha of Mayadis by each Moshe it says v'yedaber Hashem ha-Moshe leima. And then Rabbi Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu what to say. And finished. And the whole Torah is like that. The yedaber Hashem ha-Moshe leima and Moshe Rabbeinu told us over. Here, after the parshiyos of the Mayadis, it says, V'yedaber Moshe es Mayadei Hashem al B'nai Yisrael. So here, it's miyuta. Why does, Dafka, by this parsha, why does it have to say this? So melamed shoyim edaber imoim hilcheis kol moyed umoyed bizmanon lehirdi on, that's the Be'eris HaMayim, chukei alekim b'seroiso. It seems that Es Moyadei Hashem, Chazal translated, Mitoicha Hechech, it means, Bizman Moyadei Hashem, and the Haloch, Advorim Vahalochis Ashayachim, Ashayachim Lemoyadei Hashem. Chazal Barshin, but Es Moyadei Hashem means, Bizman Moyadei Hashem, the Dvorim Ashayachim Lemoyadei Hashem, which are the Halochis. Lodin Kukila Kibus Eroisa, Bekiblu, Bekimu, Schar HaMitzvus, Aleyim, Barbenayim, Bozer, Bebo. The end of Rashi is very difficult to understand. Nachum Eishiv Nefesh brings down from someone who speaks about it, but I don't have the safest, I don't know clue how he said Pshat in Rashi. Hadron Aloch B'nei Yair, Slikolo Meseches Megillah. Hadron Aloch Meseches Megillah, Vahadroch Alom, Daiton Aloch Meseches Megillah, Vadaitach Alom, Vaisnashim Inoch Meseches Megillah, Vaisnashim Inoch Lebaalma Adem, Lebaalma Dosi. Hadron Aloch Meseches Megillah, Vahadroch Alom. Daiton Aloch Meseches Megillah, Vadaitach Alom, Vaisnashim Inoch Meseches Megillah, Vaisnashim Inoch, Lebaalma Adem, Lebaalma Dosi. Yirot zayn mil lefanecha, bin yelheinu levi seinu shtei se roscha, uman oseinu boilam azeh, seimonu loilam abo. Hanina bar popa, Romi bar popa, Nachman bar popa, achoi. We had learned in Masechtas Megillah, da flamadala from the base, the Gemara says that Ezra was Mesakin. You should learn the klolos shebeteres koyanim before Shavuos, the klolos of Mishneh Torah before Rosh Hashanah. And Abaye said the reason of this is kdei shetichle shana vekilu loisel, that the year should end with all its klolos. How we accomplish this with the kriyas haTorah, it could perhaps be the pachad aber der Kriya is also perhaps nechshav like a kiyum of the klola. The Gemara Mesechtes Baba Basra that someone was once mekalul rove, and they said litva arve, his ship should sink. So his ship with all his money should sink. So amshine le money the rove b'mayis. He told us, he said they should take his clothing and put the clothing in water. So that should be a kiyum of the klola. It seems if there is a me'ain of the klola, so that's called a kiyum already. So it could be the pachad of listening to the teicheche. That alone is a, that's already a tichle shana v'killei seh. So we assume that the year ended with the klolas. So we had learned yesterday, so the Gemara asks, that's very good, Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah, there's an inyan of tichle shana v'killei seh, that the year should end with all its klolas. But Shavuos, what's the inyan of laning the teichecha before Shavuos? So the Gemara says, Atzeres nami Rosh Hashanah Shavuos is also Rosh Hashanah, because we learned in the Mishnah about Atzeres al peiros ha'ilam, that on Shavuos there's a din of al peiros ha'ilam. So we had asked yesterday, the Gemara is very difficult to understand. First of all, there's a din, the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Bedalet Parakim Ha'olam Nidain. There's Al Pesach, Al Tvue, Atzeres, Al Peres Ilam, Sukkis Alamayim. There are four Zmanim when there's a din Ba'olam, and these four Zmanim are not called Rosh Hashanah. Arba Rosh Hashanim Haim does not speak about Shavuos, does not speak about Sukkis. So, number one, that the Gemara calls it a Rosh Hashanah, it's very difficult. It's not a Rosh Hashanah. And it says Man of Din, but it's not a Rosh Hashanah. Tich Lashanah v'kilu Laiseach. And number two, if we say as Man Hadin, it gives it a Din of Rosh Hashanah, so why don't you learn the Teichecha before Pesach? It's also as Man Hadin, Benissen, Liden Alatfuah. This we had asked yesterday. To try a little bit to explain the Gemara, I'd like to be Magdim, the Shlach Kodesh brings down from the Telas Yaakov. The Telas Yaakov says as follows, Vida, a person should know, Ki kemoi shebereish ha-shona rotza kodesh bolchu lahashgiach v'lidroish maisi b'nei Odom, just like the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted in Rosh Hashanah to study and to be done whatever people had done the whole year. And what is the uniqueness of Rosh Hashanah? Ki hu yoim habriya harishayna v'chidish ha'ilam. This is the first day of the Briya, and this was when the world was neschadish. That this is the beginning of the Briyah. So the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted in the day of Matan Torah, this is also Chiddush HaOlam, Lahashgiach V'lidroish Al Maisa HaOlam. This is a day of Chiddush HaOlam, and therefore the Rabbeinu Shalom wants to be Mashkiach and to be Deirish Al Maisa HaOlam. V'ladainai Al Peres HaOlam, and they should be Nidon Al Peres HaOlam, U'kvar bi'arnu ki ha-peres heima neshameis ha-peres me'ilone shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Telas Yaakov says that the Peres HaOlam, there's an Ilon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Peres of that Ilon are the neshameis, and that's the din. The din is on the neshameis and Shavuos. And the reason there's a din on Shavuos, because Shavuos is also, Yai Matan Torah, is Meira Al Chiddush HaOlam. I'd like to try to explain to the best of my ability, what does the Telas Yaakov mean? Why, why is Shavuos a Yom of Chiddush HaOlam? The world was created in Tishrei. So why is this a Yom Chiddush HaOlam? It could be there's a Meiradik Einig Yontif. The Einig Yontif says, he brings a medrash in Keheles, Nemoigim Eretz V'chol Yeshveo Anoichi Tikanti Amudeo Selo, that the world was in the process of disintegrating. Umi Biseis Esa Oilam, so what made the world to stop disintegrating and to have a Kiyum? Anoichi B'schus Anoichi Tikanti Amudeo Selo. The Amudei HaOlam were Niskayim in the Schus of Anoichi. So the Einig Yontif explains this Medrash as follows. He says that when the Rabbeinu Shalom created the world was only supposed to exist till Shishi B'Sivan. The world that was Nivra B'Tishrei was only supposed to exist till Shishi B'Sivan, Shumayit Hamugbo Lamatan Torah. And when that day came, so the world started to disintegrate, that because the world was only created till that man. Mekivin Shekvar Kola Moyed Briyas Oilam, so that the Briyas Oilam ended then, Nasa Oz Briyah Hadosha. So now a new world was created, and this world was created b'koyach ha-toyre. So this is a new world. This was created b'koyach ha-toyre, and therefore, since the whole world was created in the schus of toyre, is kol bruei ha-ilam nishtabdu l'chol protei ha-toyre v'kiyuma. So therefore, the whole world is mishubet to the toyre, because the existence of this world came about completely because of Kabbalah Satayra. There's a Meirat Dikarachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Bishalach. The Rachayim HaKadosh says that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam made Atnai al kol maise bereishis liyos kefufim l'toyre v'amaleho, that the whole Briya is meshubit to Toyre and to Lomdei Toyre. Velase is kol asher yigzeru aleh. And what lomdei Torah are geizer, the world has to do. Umemshaltam aleihem kimemshelas habayrei baruchu. A very sharp lotion. And they control the Briya like the Rabbeinu Shalom controls the Briya. The lomdei Torah control the Briya. He says, and therefore we see that the Shemayim and the Oretz and the Kechavim and the Shemesh and Yereach, Tzadikim, Yechidim, were Shoilet on them, and that's Yechidim, Navadi Gevis, Merubim. And he brings the Gemara in Masechta Schulam, the Gemara says in Masechta Schulam, Pinchas Ben Yoyer was going to do a mitzvah, Pidyon Shvuyim, and he passed by a river, and he told the river that you should split, because I want to go through. And the river told him, who are you? You're doing Ritzayin Koinach, I'm also doing Ritzayin Koinach. The Rabbeinu Shalom said, Kol Necholim Hilchim Alayam, why should I split because of you? And then he says, you're a Safik if you'll be Mekayim, do the Ratzon Hashem. Who says you'll be Batzliach with Pidyon Shvuyim? I'm a Vadai. So Pinchas Ben Yoyer did the man have a long conversation with the river. He says, if you won't split right now, so no water will come into you. You'll dry up pretty soon. The river heard this, and the river became very cooperative, and that was the language he understood. And the river split, and Pinchas Ben Yoyer went through, and another Yid went through, and a Taya went through. The koyach of Pinchas Ben Yoyer was the koyach HaTorah. So the Chaim HaKadosh says, we find by Kriyas Yamsuf that the Yam did not want to split. There was a whole Isaac. So he says, you know why there was a problem? Because that was before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, there was problems. But he says, after Matan Torah, now this is a new Briya. The whole Briya is Meshubed to
to teure veloim dea vamoleo, and the mail is so there, it's a new yachas. That's what the Chaim HaKodesh says. So it could be that what the Telas Yaakov says, that the Yom Matan Torah is a Yom Chiddush HaOlam. It's a new world. The old world was Nismaygik, and the world we have now is a new Chiddush HaOlam. And just like B'shas the Chiddush HaOlam of Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbeinu Shalom is Dan VaOlam to see what should be next year. So there's a Chiddush HaOlam by Shavuos. So therefore the Rebbeinu Shalom is Dan. And the Telas Yaakov says, "VaOlam Nidin B'Yom Zen Shavuos Ala Teira Shenitna Boy." I saw in Shari Oira from Hagoyin Rami Bergman Shlita, he brings from the that Rabbi Zalman Meltzer said, "Shemekubu Mikadmoinim." That in Shavuos, the Nidin ala Teire, al Bittel Teire, and the Chelik shekol echad ve'echad b'Teire, ala Sidi shekol Yehudi b'Talmud Teire. That means there's a din every Shavuos. It's a Yom Adin on Teire. Now perhaps we could elaborate a little more that there's a tremendous similarity between Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. And Rosh Hashanah, we are mispalul for Chaim, Zachenu l'Chaim, Sefer Chaim, and that's Miyichye, Miyomos, that is on the physical life, that's the din of Rosh Hashanah. In Shavuos, there's also a din on Chaim, Miyichye, Miyomos. But there's a different chayim, ki hi chayecho. The Goyin says in Ovis, chiles ha-keil tzorech ha-odom l'das, sh'toyre hi chiyusenu. That our chiyus is through Torah. Uchmoy sh'adogim chayim b'mayim, just like dogim only live in water. V'mhem nefrodim in ha-mayim he-mesim, you take them out of water, they cannot continue living. Kein ha'odom shenifrad min ha'teire hu doimer kemeis. V'chein mevolchim v'chayei oylam nota b'secheinu b'shashrik meg birchas ha'teire. That is a broche an chayim. The Gemara says, Mesechtes Psochim, and am ha'oretz is choshud an retziche. Because al chayov ein eichos, al chayich ha'veirei leikolshkein. Because he's not chas al chayim, because it says ki hi chayecha v'oirech yemecha. There is a chayim of Torah. That is ki hi chayecha. That's a ruchniyistik chayim. So it could be that the Telas Yaakov said that batzeres nidin al peiras ilon. These are the neshomes apelches mi'ilonai shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means as follows. That means atzeres is a Rosh Hashanah. It's the beginning. There's a chiddush ha'olam. There's an olam that was created through Torah. And this is the yom ha'chiddush. And each year there's a din. Because this is very similar to the Rosh Hashanah. That's a chiddush of the olam agashmi, and this is a chiddush of the olam aruchni, and there's a din and chayim, also mi yichye and mi yomos, but we're speaking about a different chayim, ki hi chayecha v'oirech yomecha, v'chaye olam nota b'seichenu. It's very interesting. And that's what the Gemara said, that before Atzeres we learned the Teicheche, Al Tich Lashone V'Kilo Loisel. The Teicheche we learned before Shavuos, that is the Teicheche Pashas B'Chukosai, and that is the Teicheche that speaks about Amelis B'Teirim B'Chukosai Talecha Tiyo Amelim B'Teila. This is because this is the Teicheche which is Negeya Limuda Teirim. Ein mikra yaitze mi dei pshutoi, that zicher, atzeres, nidain al peiris ilam, also includes the gashmi is the peiris, that are in this world, the gashmi is the ilam is No, it could be, pshat is because the Yisoid HaMishpat starts with the Ilonai Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Peiroisav Shel Yisrael, which are the Neshamas of Klal Yisrael. That's the Tchilas HaMishpat and that's the Yisoid HaMishpat. But the Mishpat is Nispashit and all in Yonim, that till Afilu in Inyani Eilam Hazeh, there's also a din on Peiras Eilam, but the Yisod is that the Yontav of Shavuos is the Rosh Hashanah on Peiras Eilam. We have to realize and be thankful the Zman we have to learn the Amud Yomi, this is not just like, it's not Stamos, like, look, we're learning an hour and a quarter. It's more than that. This is the Zman of Kihi Chayenu. This is the Zman of Achius. This is the Iko Chius. Kihi Chayecha. And therefore, we have to be Miyakir the Zman. Like to give a shevach, boidoy to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, that was mezake myself and all of us, to be able to learn, to be Messiah Mesechtes Megillah, to be Messiah the other Mesechtes, so gewaldik is chus, so gewaldik is chesed from the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and moidim al ha'ova, v'tzoikim al ha'aba, like to be mispal to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, he should be mezake us, we should be zoiche, to end other mesechtes, to be messiahim, bekorif takeh seder moyed, and eventually to be zeichet to be messiahim shas.